Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the LP Zone, Loss Prevention Zone, where, of course, everything is all about retail security, uniform mall protective services, organized retail crime, and so much more. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Internet and how the Internet plays a substantial part in the increased theft and organized theft, retail theft that's happening today across the country. Now, of course, the Internet, as we know, has been around for many years, but criminals have taken advantage of the Internet almost from day one, and certainly in recent years. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. This is a production of Ram Media and Private Officer International. So glad that you are joining us live or streaming it on demand on the various platforms, including iHeartRadio. Now, before we get going, I do want to recognize and thank our sponsors today, including Star Medical Services. Star Medical provides training and staffing for the medical community. Also, as always, we want to thank Body Armor USA, because we've got what it takes to protect you, and there's no doubt about that. We have protective clothing, stab-resistant vest. We have gloves that are stab-resistant. We have the best, top-of-the-line, body armor. Body Armor USA. Check them out on the web. Give them a call today, and they'll be more than happy to work with you, whatever your needs are. And, of course, if you're in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area in North Carolina or just across the line in York County, be sure to check out our friends over at Premier Training Academy. Now, they're a security training academy that offers training both in the North Carolina as well as in the SLED areas, unarmed and armed, along with self-defense, tactical information and training, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Premier Training Academy, call John right now and let him know that we sent you his way. Okay, well, in this episode, we're talking about how the Internet is a big part of both organized retail crime and crime in general. It has opened up over the years, especially with the many different apps available, social media apps. It has opened up a whole new way to get your message out to a large community, worldwide actually. There's no restrictions. Anyone who has the Internet access can participate in any communication, anybody trying to recruit others for their purpose, whether that be good or bad. And of course, the Internet has played a huge part over the years of recruiting gang members, terrorists, wannabes, and of course, criminals of all categories, small time, new time, just getting into the crime scene, or those who are professionals. And we know without a doubt that organized retail crime, shoplifting in general, employee fraud, and other activities happening within the retail environment, oftentimes we can research it and trace it right back to its beginnings, where it all began on the Internet as a communication, as several people communicating, hey, do you want to do this, this, or that? Do you want to be part of this crew? Or we're recruiting. It is a fact that terrorists and gangs now use the Internet much more than any other communication method or device to recruit new members. Unfortunately, last couple of years ago, two 17-year-olds got caught up online and were recruited by terrorists to go to Turkey to train to come back and blow up, in one case, police stations, and in the other, to take up arms and become an active shooter. And it's just, the internet has so many good benefits. We use the internet every day as part of our businesses. Those are true, honest activities. But there are so many bad, negative, and traps on the internet. In recent years, research has found that criminals will advertise for people to go out and steal certain products. And this is part of organized retail crime. People go into the store with a grocery list, a laundry list of items that they're going to lift in large quantities from the store. Recently, someone went into the store with a list of just three items that they were going to get. Why they needed a list, I do not know. But for whatever reason, they were going in to steal athletic wear, name brand athletic wear, running shoes, and some other type of clothing, leisure wear, I believe it was. And that's all they were going to steal, but they were going to do it in large capacity, large amounts of merchandise, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Were they going to box it up? Were they going to do what they used to do years ago when I was active in loss prevention? Were they going to carry in large garbage bags, take the merchandise to the back of the store, throw all the stuff in the garbage bag and hit the fire escape door? No. Not necessary these days. They were simply going to grab their armloads, multiple people, of these products and just walk out the door. Not run. Not try to escape. Nope. They were just going to walk out because they know right now that nobody's going to stop them. Not law enforcement, not store personnel, not loss prevention. In fact, in many jurisdictions, the minimum amount, the minimum case amount that prosecutors are taking is $1,000. You and I know that stores are not trying to prevent the theft. They're not putting employees at the door. They're not putting armed guards at the door. They're not putting police officers in the store. Many of them are just writing it off as a debt, as a loss at the end of the year. And this is sad to see. When we come back from our first break, we're going to be talking about these type of organized crimes and others that all start on the internet. We're coming right back here on the LP Zone.
Coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for a ticket.
You don't know what it's like until you're a parent. Letting go.
Because we used to protect her.
But now with the Smart Pepper Spray from Saber, we can feel a little better knowing that if something happens, she can protect herself. Not only is it the number one pepper spray brand, it also has smart features to connect us instantly when it matters most. The Smart Pepper Spray connects via Bluetooth to the free Saber Personal Safety app. With her selected contacts loaded into the app, we receive an alert if and when the pepper spray is deployed. Even better, the alert links to a map where we can geotrack her exact location to make sure she gets to safety. We also opted into the Saber Premium Monitoring Service to make sure that if needed, local police will be alerted and given the ability to track and help her That's all built on top of Saber's maximum strength formula for maximum stopping power with a 10-foot range and 25 bursts per canister.
So if she's ever in a dangerous situation,
we'll know.
Is everything okay?
I'm fine. I just got scared, but I'm fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because when you're a dad,
when you're a mom,
knowing that your daughter, your loved ones are safe,
that's
everything.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. If you are... Think about all of the advantages of the internet. If you want to sell an item, you just go to the internet. Very few people go to a newspaper. Very few people, at least not non-business people, go and put in a large ad someplace. They go to the internet and they post it on Facebook, on Twitter, on, Instagram and these other platforms that they're selling something or they want to buy something. I've done it myself. Well, the same holds true for recruiting people. Employers use that same internet to recruit people for jobs. And criminals use that same internet to recruit people to do their dirty deeds. And that includes all of those standard channels, those standard social media platforms. And it's remarkable when you really dig into it and you start tracing things back. And they all come right back many times to have started on the internet. Many people these days have resorted to criminal activity as a new type of employment. And in organized retail crime, case after case after case now being worked not by just store security or even a retailer's own in-house proprietary ORC team, but now being worked by federal agents of the Homeland Security brand, as well as state and local departments, law enforcement agencies, that have set up their own ORC team because it's gotten that real, that serious. And many no longer consider it a petty crime or a victimless crime. No. They are actually looking into deeper avenues related to ORC, including money being funneled back to gangs and even terrorists, and we've talked about this in previous shows. As a LP agent, asset protective agent, or an ORC agent, we need to get more training in internet tracking of suspects of activities, criminal activities that could relate to or even target our business, our store, our company, as well as the recruitment aspect. The more intelligence, the more intel that we can gather as investigators and agents, the more opportunity that we're going to have not only to catch them in the act, but to stop it altogether by working with our partners in law enforcement. Right now, cybersecurity and all the different components of that particular aspect of security is growing by leaps and bounds. And even though some stores, some private companies do have cybersecurity teams, they're not many, few and far between. The only cybersecurity work happening is to prevent those who breach security to steal identities and credit card numbers and so forth to be later sold on the black web or sold to individuals. There is quite a bit of that going on. And of course, there's a lot of cybersecurity as far as building tougher firewalls and tougher perimeters around our websites and our data and our files, both online, in the cloud, and every place else where it's stored now. But as far as detective work and investigative work relating to organized retail crime, there's not enough of that going on. And it may be a separate area of LP or of security where someone could develop even a private entity of cyber security investigators as it relates to organized retail crime or even other specifics, other areas of security. I cannot say with certainty that there's not gangs already using the internet to plan other crimes such as burglaries, arsons. We know that during all of these protests over the last few years, and even back in about 7 or 8 years ago, that people used the internet to decide where their next target was going to be, where they were not only going to protest, but that they were going to firebomb, that they were going to burglarize. And then later they would stupidly post their photos of all the stolen merchandise and all their activity, criminal activity, on the web. Because although Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites limit what Christians and other opponents of Democrats and anarchy say on those platforms, they don't limit, and this is a fact, this is not, we're not talking about politics, we're talking about the facts, but they limit as to what can be said by law enforcement and those who believe in law and order. So I know for a fact that there are criminals using social media and the internet and other apps to communicate, to recruit, to target their next victim. And I know that organized retail criminals are doing the same. What I'm saying is, why hasn't someone somewhere come up with a business where they could market it to retailers, big and small, to look at these groups and maybe prevent being targeted, or at the very least, interact with law enforcement to catch them red-handed. Now, I have to give kudos to several law enforcement departments in Michigan and Florida, and also in Tennessee, where they have amped up their investigations into organized retail crime, networked with LP agents in store security, and in some cases even partnered with them for blitz, going into the store with undercover law enforcement and numerous LP agents and blitzing the store for days, making multiple, sometimes even dozens. I read just recently in Florida, and I can't remember the county. I think it was Collier, maybe someplace down in the southern part of Florida. Their sheriff's department teamed up with LPHs throughout the county, and they all just blitzed numerous stores, and they arrested everybody who stole. It didn't matter if it was $2 or $200. They arrested everybody to send a message, this isn't the county to steal in, because we still take it serious. And I applaud them and all of the loss prevention agents that worked with them all cohesively as a team. And that's how it should be nationwide. Of course, it's not, but that is how it should be. We got to take another quick break. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Loss Prevention Zone, where everything's all about LP, retail security, organized crime, which is what we're talking about today. We're going to come back and show you a little bit more about how the Internet is playing a part in crimes in our stores and shopping malls.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
A crisis, everybody. Now, most of you have seen me wearing my signature mask on a plane. I love wearing it when I fly. I tend to get my own row 99% of the time. It's simple. Just wear the mask and cough. Because who wants to sit next to this guy? I don't blame you. And I went from being the only one on a plane wearing a mask to now everybody is doing it. Out in public, the park, at the mall, at the post office, with their girlfriend, with their husband, with their husband's girlfriend. We need to help our doctors, our nurses, and our healthcare workers who are fighting COVID-19 head on. And we need to make sure they don't acquire the virus. These frontliners have been running out of personal protective equipment, PPE. People have asked me, Kayvon, are you down with PPE? Are you down with PPE? Are you down with PPE? I'm like, yeah. You know me. Yeah, you know me. The CDC has been forced to downgrade the need for N95 masks to surgical masks, now down to bandanas because of a lack of supplies. Does this seem like a good idea to you? Hi, I'm your doctor. I'm also here to rob your bank. Bandanas? Scarves? What kind of PPE is that? One more. This is one of the easiest ways you can be a hero. So if you're a healthcare provider in need, or if you have supplies you can donate, there are a lot of groups leading the effort. Start with the PPE Coalition. They're a great resource, and they can get you pointed in the right direction. So there you have it. Be a hero, make a donation, and help a frontline healthcare professional. After all, their health right now is in your hands. And while you're at it, wash those too. If you don't, you're disgusting.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, you know me. Yeah, you know me.
Gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift, as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life, just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. He swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words. Lays his life on the line, and the line he walks is razor fine. Tempered strength is always tough, but he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the bat. Not that long ago he woke up in the hospital,
his wife and kids praying by his bed. He said, I'm gonna be alright, there's just sometimes you gotta fight. And the truth.
Welcome back to the LP Zone. So you're a LP agent, asset protection officer, or maybe you're in charge of mall security for your location. And you say, well, that all sounds good, Rick, but you know what? We don't have the budget. We cannot just make a position. If we take our LP agents away from their primary job, which is to be able to find and apprehend shoplifters and dishonest employees, if we take our mall security officers off the floor to do internet security or cyber security investigations, well, that's going to cost us a loss of coverage in the mall. We can't do it, and we just don't have a budget. You know, right now, people are cutting budgets. People are short-staffed, understaffed. They're not overstaffed. They're understaffed, and they just don't have the manpower to task them with another chore, another area of security. How can I possibly? I believe what you're saying. I believe the internet is the culprit of much of what's happening today in the crime world. Everything from retail to murders. People are being solicited on the internet to commit murders. But how can we, how can I, as a mall security manager, how can we, as a big box store, a specialty store, maybe a small mom and pop with a few stores in our portfolio, how can we possibly begin this internet investigation? I'd love to stop people from coming into our mall and protesting. I'd love to stop people from coming in gangbusters and stealing and committing other crimes. I'd love to have somebody in my organization who specializes in cyber investigations, not just cybersecurity, because when you talk about cybersecurity, you're really talking about that physical protection for your website and your files and data. But how about a cyber investigator? I'd love to have one. How can I possibly make this work? Number one, my recommendation is you educate yourself. You really need to know what crimes are grown and cultivated on the internet. And that's going to take a little bit of research on your part. But you can go to Homeland Security, the FBI, local authorities, and just kind of peruse even what's available at local community colleges or national colleges. Educate yourself on the types of crimes, how they mushroom from something that was just a thought into a real organization or event, how people recruit criminals on the web. There are tons and tons of free material on that. Understand first how the web, the internet, and social media is the catapult to many crimes these days. First, get educated with that aspect. Then, look at what your goal is. What is it that you're trying to prevent at your store or mall or business? Am I trying to prevent big-time organized retail criminals from coming in and boosting or just ripping stuff off the shelf and walking out? That's a different type of organized crime. It's still organized crime, but unlike, you know, just a few years ago where organized crime was all done mainly in secrecy, boxes and bags and Trojan horses, and occasionally just taking armloads of merchandise out of the store, but times have changed. And so many people are taking armloads of merchandise and forget the box, forget the bags, forget all of the other stuff. We're not even cutting the magnetic or the RFID tags off the merchandise. We're just going to walk out with it. I know that alarm's going to go off, but nobody's going to try and stop us, guaranteed. So we're just going to walk out. Things have changed. What is your goal at having a cyber investigator? And somebody who is going to track down groups working in your area? someone who is specifically going to look at people who steal mainly at, let's say, hardware stores like Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace, and others? Are we looking to do everything to find out what's happening in our area, where the hotspots are, what the current merchandise that they're stealing is? Because there is usually seasonal merchandise and also certain brands and types of merchandise, everything from hard goods to skilled saws to athletic wear and tennis shoes. Are we looking to get the information so that we might prevent something from happening at our store or stores? Or are we looking to interface our information and our intelligence with local law enforcement and work as a group, not only to stop them in the act at our store, but at in our area, at other stores as well? Like every other business, like every other plan, you got to have a starting point. You got to know what it is that you're trying to accomplish and where you're trying to go. And if you don't have that, you're going to be all over the place and things just are not going to work. Number one, educate yourself. Find out what's working, what's happening on the internet, how people communicate on social media, how the criminals use this area of communication. Number two, decide what it is that your goal is, what you're trying to do. Stop an attack, apprehend the culprits, work with law enforcement, just educate yourself. What are you trying to do? Number three, what is the maximum budget per week, per month, or per year that you could possibly squeeze out even a part-time position? Many people right now are volunteering not only at your local community resources, your charities, hospitals, but they're also volunteering their service for businesses. Maybe you can even run an ad for somebody who has experience and put them through some type of training someplace who has some type of investigative course or cybersecurity course and get them up to speed, and they'll volunteer for you. Or maybe you got a little bit of a budget that you can squeeze out every week or even on an annual basis and hire somebody part-time, 10 hours a week. 10 hours a week is only maybe, you know, $200. $20 an hour is $200. That's not bad. $200 a week, 52 weeks a year. We're talking only about $11,000 a year. Most retailers can definitely squeak that out of their budget. Even a mom-and-pop hardware store or boutique or specialty store has that someplace in the budget. Start them out part-time. See if they're effective. See if it's effective way, method, for you to stop, prevent, or you know, apprehend those criminals that have gathered on the internet to target your store or your company, your business. And maybe, just maybe, you might find not only the benefits, but also the bigger benefit of working with other retailers in your area and law enforcement as a group. You see, there's strength in numbers. We've all heard that probably since we were very young. There's strength in numbers.
Can we be real for a minute? I'm a high school math teacher, and I'm a firefighter.
Ma'am, we're going to have you out in just a minute, okay?
I'm a designer.
I'm a retired VP in business.
And I'm a student.
I'm a mother.
I'm a business analyst, and I'm a volunteer firefighter.
You thought we just fought fire?
Firefighters!
part is just trying to do so many things.
Ready, right here. Be sharp, be sharp.
What we do is serious business.
Three quarters of the nation's first responders are volunteers. That includes here in Connecticut. And lately, it's been harder than ever, with fewer citizens volunteering.
From teenage cadets like me,
to seasoned veterans like me.
So what are you waiting for?
You ready to make a difference?
Ready to join our team?
Your community needs you. We need you. Visit everydayherocc.org or stop by your local firehouse today and take the first step of joining your fire department.
One up now could mean rolling one over later. Driving high impairs your perception of speed, time, and distance. If you're high, don't drive.
Well, you are listening to the Loss Prevention Zone Radio, a production of Private Officer International and RAM Media. We're going to wrap this show up today talking about having a internet security investigator, someone who can trace and track crimes in your area, gangs that are currently working in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods, and those who are planning attacks on your store. As we know, in many areas across the country right now, no one is fearing the police and no one is fearing the security team, and no one is fearing the fact that they are walking out with tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise from your store. Just in the last few weeks, several retailers in San Francisco have shortened their hours, and some have even closed their stores in certain neighborhoods. Intel plays a part in knowing which area is being targeted, by who, and when to expect it, so that you can better prepare, whether that be locking your doors at certain times or having extra security and law enforcement at certain days or taking other precautions to make sure that, number one, your store isn't targeted and not a victim, and number two, that your employees are not being injured. We all know that the merchandise just isn't worth it. But on the other hand, you don't want the word to be out, not only in your area, but also across the state, that you're an easy target. Not only are you an easy target, but there won't be any resistance. Most shoplifters and organized retail criminals know prior to the last year and a half or 2 years that there's going to be some resistance. Somebody's going to stop them. Someone's going to try to stop them. Someone may use force against them. Someone may use a nightstick or pepper spray or some other method to detain them. Now, they don't have a fear or a worry about that in most places. Kudos once again to Florida. Kudos once again to Michigan. Kudos once again to New York, of all places, that are beginning to really take this serious and start cracking down on organized retail crime, large thefts, and using a specialized unit, ORC unit, and working with store LP and uniform security. And the same is true about shopping malls. So here's the deal, folks. If you are a security supervisor that has retail clients, or you are a retail security manager, a district or regional manager, a VP, certainly we need to be looking into having a cyber investigator. I understand that some of the stores with their own ORC teams do a lot of cyber security, and that's how they track some of the stolen goods to different points. In fact, a raid earlier this year, that's exactly what they did. The ORC team actually let people steal from their store and then put a tail on them. And that's what I'm talking about. Having a really specific, organized retail criminal division going undercover, doing that PI work, tail the people, track them on the internet, do what you got to do to work with local law enforcement and hopefully pinpoint where all the merchandise is going, who's involved, and, you know, police can then get a search warrant and make some arrests that will definitely curb, if not even stop, all of this huge amounts of merchandise being stolen across the country. It's not an easy solution, and obviously all solutions usually cost some type of money or effort or a combination thereof. Start small. Get a cyber security investigator on your team if you don't already have one. Maybe have the loss prevention agent do a little sniffing around the internet an hour or two a week. Maybe he can coordinate with other retailers in the area and law enforcement. We can start small. It will have big rewards. That's going to do it for this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, the Loss Prevention Zone. We're glad that you are with us. Be sure to listen to our weekly Private Officer Beat Radio every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, be blessed. We definitely want you to stay safe, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.